Thanks to Drew Doherty and John Harris for sharing some of their Texans info and insight. And if you missed some of that, don't be late for class. Well, we'll have it for you at HoustonTexans.com. Now, Texans cheerleaders, who's in? Let's talk about them. Actually, could it be that the most entertaining cheerleader video ever doesn't involve bathing suits and beaches? Take a look.
Hey, Texans fans. Welcome to this week's episode of HTC Knockouts. We're your hosts, Allison and Rachel. Let's see what we're going to play this week.
All righty.
Talk and touch. You will each interview another cheerleader. They think the competition is who is the best interviewer. The real competition is who can touch the interviewee the most. We're gonna be touch all of them. And they won't even know.
And touch people.
Creepy. And play with their hair. With us today, we have the hottest girl ever. Here she is. Sarah F. She is one of our calendar girls and one of our wonderful rookies.
Yay!
Rookie love.
How is your hair always so on point right now? I love your hair.
Always.
So sweet. It's so pretty.
Actually, I just washed it, so y'all are very sweet. I really appreciate it.
What do y'all do with your hands?
Just
I
however.
Put mine on my hips, but
you can put it on us if you want.
Yeah.
Oh, we can all interview.
Hi, guys. You want a hug?
Okay, perfect. So, Ashley, what are some of your other hobbies?
Well, I love to cook. I like to say I'm a very good cook.
She's so fit, though. How does she love to cook and she's this fit?
Abs are made in the kitchen, ladies, so.
We all know you have an awesome body. So, what do?
I work out with Shaunette.
She gets her abs. Okay. Let's see your guns. Here they are. Woo, look at those guns.
Gun show, y'all.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa.
As your first year on the team, what is the absolute weirdest thing that's happened to you?
Oh, the weirdest thing. Oh, man. I don't know.
In the past, I've been Superwoman, and Ariel's basically a superhero, so.
And so we had a little conversation, and I like, took off because I didn't want a group of people to come, but yeah, right, like that was going to happen, but.
It was very distracting. I kept looking, and I was like, is she going to notice that there was somebody touching her? Because
I would have noticed. Not the whole time, I didn't stop.
Look at her nails right now. Her nails are so beautiful. Where do you get your nails done?
Different places. She works for an eyelash extension company, like. How can you not look beautiful with these beautiful eyelashes?
Right now.
So
they're
beautiful.
So pretty.
Okay, so how do you feel being the only redhead on the team?
Well, it's kind of fun, I'd say. But I are you petting me?
So I think I won that one.
I will not disagree with that. Rachel is a professional toucher.
Face toucher.
Face toucher, hair toucher, petter.
I think I won by the face touch.
We've had a lot of people volunteer to be interviewed by the cheerleaders in that video, but it's not going to happen. Now, Drew Doherty shows a different side of himself every week on HoustonTexans.com. It's Dear Drew. Enjoy.
Hey, is it on? Hey, is it on?
Yeah.
What is that? Is it leather? Is it Corinthian leather? Michael DiNano has this word to your mother, Drew. How's Mallett progressing, and you see the Texans moving forward with him as a starter? I'm out, Holmes. All right. See you later, Holmes. And Mallett has begun rehabbing him from his pectoral injury. And he's probably getting better and probably doing well, and we'll know more about him in the months to come for sure. Lee Bolton has one of the best Dear Drew questions of all time. Some might even say of all times. And Lee asks, Dear Drew, if you could have the NFL referees rig one critical play in a game last season, which would it be and why? Ooh, that's a good question, man. I like that question. I know what I'd want the refs to kind of. How about on third and short at Dallas in overtime, the pass to Arian Foster? I'd like to see a little yellow hanky on the field, and how about a pass interference gives the Texans first down, and then they can just go Arian left, Arian right, Arian up the middle, touchdown, Texans win the ball game. That's what I'd go with. Joe Torino just says, drugs. It's not funny. But now it's time for our scratch-off winner, and we're not just giving out money, we're making amends here on Dear Drew, because last week, well, Michael Haggerty got under my skin a bit. Michael Haggerty sure sounds like a lot of fun. Are you being cut in the offseason? I sure hope so.
This guy is going to be up in your kitchen, Michael, always. Yeah. You got jealous eyes, don't you? Oh, yeah.
This week, though, Michael Haggerty says this. Dear Drew, a new year, and I have turned over a new leaf. Happy to have you around another year, I say, cowering. He's saying he's cowering, not me. I'm not cowering. I didn't cower. But anyways, Texans need to forget drafting for a Super Bowl and draft to beat the Colts instead. Beat the Colts twice, and our 9-7 season turns into an 11-5 season. The rest will sort itself out. Michael, you said it best. The rest will sort itself out, but I'm going to use that for my answer to your question. You don't really need to draft to beat just the Colts. If you just draft the best guys available and make your team better as a whole, the rest will sort itself out, and you'll beat the Colts of the world or the Patriots of the world. Who you got to play next year? Etc., etc., etc. Making friends, having fun. Oh man, it was another great Dear Drew, and I can't wait for one next week because it's going to get real.
Drew Doherty, I begged him to get some help. Well, that's going to be it for tonight, Texans 360. We're glad you enjoyed the show. And again, log on to HoustonTexans.com for all your Texans videos, information, articles, Texans 24 radio. It's awesome stuff, HoustonTexans.com. Thanks to all who worked on the show. Have a great night. Go Texans.